In early July, Florida Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll tried to stand up for herself and her family as allegations were made that she and a female travel aide, Beatrice Ramos, were caught in a, quote, sexually compromising position. Here she is speaking to WTSP Channel 10 News in Tampa.
The problem is that when you have these accusations that come out, it's not just a one person that you're attacking. It's an entire family. My husband doesn't want to hear that. He knows the type of woman I am, and my kids know the type of woman I am.
For 29 years, I'm the one that's married for 29 years. The accuser is the one that's single for a long time. So usually black women that look like me don't engage in relationships like that.
Fired staffer Carlitha Cole made the allegations as part of her defense in a criminal case against her. Cole is charged with secretly taping a conversation between herself and Carroll's chief of staff, John Conkus. Cole then allegedly gave it to a newspaper reporter. But Carroll's response to the allegations caused quite an uproar.
Her generalities about what black lesbians look like were ignorant, irrelevant, and unnecessarily hostile.
David Bergstein is a spokesman for the state's Democratic Party. He says Carroll tried to deflect the claims made against her by appealing to a certain stereotype of black women, as well as the gay community.
The LGBT community is a valued part of the rich diversity that is Florida, and it is sad to see an elected leader relying on unfair stereotypes to deflect criticism.
Those were the same thoughts of Nadine Smith, executive director of Florida's largest gay rights group, Equality Florida. She organized a national petition Wednesday calling on the lieutenant governor to apologize for her remarks. And late Thursday, Smith got her wish. Carroll's chief of staff faxed a letter of apology, and Carroll later apologized to Smith herself over the phone.
And we had a brief conversation. She reiterated that she wanted to offer her personal heartfelt apology for the words she chose and the harm that those words did, and described them as wrong and inexcusable, and wanted to personally, as well as in writing, offer that apology. And I thought it was the right thing for her to do, to take responsibility for those words and apologize for them.
Smith says she's thankful that Carroll took responsibility for her words, saying it's rare for elected leaders to apologize for their public mistakes. State Attorney Willie Meggs tried an attempt at stopping everyone from, quote, trying the case in the media by seeking a gag order. But his gag order to silence both Cole and her lawyers was later denied by Judge Frank Sheffield Tuesday.
I'm not going to enter a gag order, but I'm expecting compliance with the rules of professional conduct.
Cole's lawyer, Stephen Andrews, says while the judge dismissed the gag order, both sides had a private meeting with the judge and agreed to tone down their comments in the media. Andrews says that includes not discussing the evidence in the Carlitha Cole case.
I mean, the judge, he told both sides to reread the Florida bar rules about pretrial publicity, and so I'm not saying we'll never talk about it again. We're just not going to be talking about it all the time.
So far, in addition to filing court documents that Carroll was seen by ex-staffer Cole in a compromising position with her female aide, Beatrice Ramos, Cole's defense lawyers have also accused Ramos of setting fire to a trash can in Cole's office in retaliation. But when they called for an investigation into the incident, their motion was denied. Right now, both sides, Cole's lawyers and the state attorney's office, are considering the people they may want to interview as part of the case. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.